Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you were there. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the thing, it's not your fault, failure, it is not your fault, it is not your fault, I believe, it is not your fault,
I have to embrace the world.
You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew you cried the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you lost. But I heard it was me. I have to do. I have to do.
That's your portion. And then because he know your name. He know your name. He's asking for your portion, he'll get to you. You know why? Because he knows my name.
He knows my name.
Thinking about all these famous people in the world, you know, for whatever reason they're famous, because of, I don't know, sports, but maybe because of movies, but they're famous. But guess what? They don't know your name. But God knows your name, and he will call you by your name. But when I looked at that, and I say, wow, he knows my name. He knows me. I mean, Deion Sanders may not know my name, but God knows my name. Oprah Winfrey, she may not know my name, but God knows my name. Pastor Mike Jr., who sang Amazing, he don't know my name, but God knows my name. The person that pointing the finger, they may not know my name, but God knows my name. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of y'all. But this is, I'm going to tell you, it's just a beautiful thing, man, when you think about God. He has your portion, and he want to give it to you. Hallelujah. We're going to, Pastor Bill joined us. We're going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer. And we're going to get started with this review.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for those selections. Amen. So thankful that God does know our name. Amen. The scripture I like to read is coming from 1 John, the 7th, John chapter 1 and the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon thanking you for another opportunity that we can come together and study your word. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. Thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet and all those who participate, Father God. We give you praise. But we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. Keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting us all from dangers seen and unseen. Father God, we just thank you for this word, Father God. We're so thankful that we have our pastor who teaches the word and helps us to understand it even more clearer, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and by your stripes we are healed. So Lord, bless right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we come together for our review. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer and that scripture. Oh, by the way, I brother and sister, that 1 John 4:7. verses 7 that you read.
Thank you, Pat.
My pleasure. We'll get started. We talked this week about, well, we'll just read the foundational scripture. It's 1 John 4. We're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3 from the King James. It reads as thus, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because these false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Okay, whereof ye have heard that it, oh, come on, shit there. Okay, that's even for me. My computer want to do its own thing. I'm going to go back over to the third verse. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Whereof heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Read it from another translation.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Praise God. My dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. You heard what's coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. Amen.
Amen. I want to take my time and kind of fix this up because, listen, brothers and sisters, you go on the internet, and, I mean, it's insane how many false prophets. I mean, it's literally insane. And they're not necessarily preaching Antichrist, but they're false prophets. Now, I'm going to say that again because, see, there's a difference between some of these false prophets and the spirit of Antichrist. Because you got some preachers, they are actually preaching, and if I can just be straight with you, for money. They're teaching people for money. It's all about a dollar, and they lying. They got a spirit of lying. So that spirit is called the spirit of error. See, so the only way you're going to know this is because you got a lot of false false preachers, false, who've gone out into the world. So he said, believe not every spirit, but that spirit, rather they are of God. Now, you got to just kind of like put a pin right there. It's a lot of spirits out here. You got to know which ones is of God, truly of God. Because there's so many false prophets have gone out into the world. Listen, dear heart. You have to be careful, very careful, very careful. Because everybody who claiming that they are God, some of them have what is called lying spirit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the only way you're going to know this is you got to have the Spirit of God to try to see what these spirits are. See what you're working with. Any kind of spirit, you can't try. So you got to use God's Spirit that we were born again by. And then you got to try those spirits with, so you can know which spirit you're dealing with. Like I said, I really want to take my time and say this because you have so many spirits out here. And I know the other day I got to say a little about the spirits, and I'm not going to do that with the review. But I just want to tell you, when you get preachers, the only thing they see is money. Bless his whole Fred, his heart, Fred Price gone somewhere. He left here. And he built that multi-million dollar facility in California. His net worth is over $5 million. But don't stop there. How about people like T.D. Jakes, who have been caught up in all kind of scandalous things? It's about money. He have a $20 million net worth. Or how about somebody like Kenneth Copeland, who got $500 million net worth, 12 different planes? I don't even get into that. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, they're out there. They're false prophets because they're about money. And you got people out here who tell you, like Steve, his net worth is $55 million. What I'm saying to you all, if you're listening for me, how these people get all this money and they claim they love the Lord, won't help God's people? I just have issues with that. And then it's how they came about that money. How they came about the net worth. Peter Parfall, who net worth is $10 million. That's a lot of money. To be sitting down. Don't let me think about Benny Hinn. His net worth is over some $60 million. See? But when I tell you about some of these people, brothers and sisters, I'm not jealous. Please listen to me. To be honest with you, I don't care about their net worth, but I just want you to know, and I don't want you to be ignorant, because God says to do this. You examine them. You have a choice here to try these false Christian teachers or gospel teachers, try and expose them. We got one here in Atlanta, and folks hate for me to say it, but I tell y'all the truth. Creflo Dollar over there, World Changes. A guy that was a deacon at my church, and listen to me, I said my church, when I was into the organized church, he did all the landscaping out there. He did all the, not landscaping, the surveying for that church. But he wouldn't attend. He did all that and gave it to him free.
Okay.
Gave it to him free. He did all of that work. And that's a lot of money. I'm just going to say he probably gave him over $50,000 worth of work free. Now, why am I telling you that? This man was so close to God, he wouldn't even engage in that ministry. But whatever reason he did what he did, because that was his business anyway. But anyway, that's another whole sermon back right there. What I want you to know, there's a lot of false prophets. And one way you can tell, and we're going to try these spirits by the spirits, one way you can tell is if all they're about is a dollar, brothers and sisters, I promise you, this is with everything in me, check them out. That's all I'm asking you to do. Check them out. I don't think nothing wrong with that, Pastor. I don't think nothing wrong with the way I put that. And if you think so, Pastor, help me out. What's wrong with checking them out? That's all I'm – see, that's what the Bible is really saying. He's saying, look here, beloved. No, I want you to believe every spirit. That's all I'm saying to you. Now, don't believe every spirit. But try the spirit. She ain't talking about nobody. I'm simply saying some of these ministers test their spirit. See where they come from. See what they are about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you can see if they are truly of God. Now, I got my own. I think of a person teaching about your eternal life, they're of God. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because they're going to teach you about the resurrection of Christ. They're going to teach you that, because see, you got to hear what he said. He says, now, every spirit inspired and teach to deny the incarnation, his passion, his death, his resurrection, and boldly ascension to heaven is not of God. So listen to what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. You got preachers out here, I just named a couple, they don't teach that Christ is a resurrected Christ. That's what you got to go and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
They meet twice a year, but that's your job. That's your prerogative. Because you don't want to be misled.
Amen.
You check this out with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that's within you, okay? And we'll get back to that in a moment. But here's what you want. If you got people that are not teaching to deny the incarnation, that actually Jesus had a virgin birth, get away from it. Now, some of these preachers I named, they don't teach that. But on the other hand, they teach about money. They teach you about getting rich. They teach you about you staying poor and give them the money. That is the spirit of poor. So a lot of these preachers are, because you got someone teach about the resurrection. But then they have a spirit of error because they want to teach you about a dollar, getting a dollar, sowing a seed. And the seed was supposed to be sowing is an eternal seed. So with all that being said, let me get a little deep into the review. Our test must be in God. So over in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. We have a trust. Oh, I'm sorry. We have such a trust through Christ toward God.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 4 from the Message Bible. We couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, are our letter of recommendation. Amen.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, our trust must be in God. Well, how do that work? Your trust, what you're depending on, must be predicated on the word of God, or you'll miss it.
Yeah.
You know, in Psalms 37, you can read that, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't worry about these folks. You know they're doing evil. You done tried their spirit, but don't worry about them. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. See, that's the part I wanted to tell you about. There are workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
You may say, well, yeah, because see, they're not false, but they work in iniquity. To understand, well, I'm going to let Pastor read some of this first. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. This is one of the scriptures that we said we were going to get into. We didn't get fully into it, but engaged in it. But we're going to do it today. It says, fret not thyself of evildoer. This is Psalms 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself of evildoers, and neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thy dwelling in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The first five verses.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Don't bother your head or wish you could succeed like the wicked. In no time, they'll shrivel like grass clippings and wilt like cut flowers in the sun. Get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. Amen.
Let me make a point here, and then I'll move on, because sometimes you look at these people, you look at a PDJ, you look at a Ted Joshua, you look at a Josephine, Joel Alston, you look at a Sarah Young, you look at some of these people, Joyce Meyer, you look at some of these people, and brothers and sisters from the top, man, they really preaching the gospel. Woo, then, that's a mighty man of God. Here comes the question. Have you tried their spirit? Are you just going by eyesight, or have you tried their spirit? And if so, what was your conclusion? Psalms 37 says, we don't need to get to a place where we are beyond trusting. And I said, you got to get past that place. That's what I should say. We need to get past that place. Don't trust in yourself. Stop doing that. Because I'm guilty of it. I tell y'all the truth. Oh, well, yeah, now I know that brother right there. He can't be. That's I'm trusting in myself. Look at T.D. Jakes, man. A man with a ministry like that, with all those millions and millions of followers, and then they'll probably say to me, who following you?
Hmm.
I'll ask. It doesn't matter, because I don't want you following me, number one. Even though Paul said, follow me, I follow Christ. I want you to follow Christ. That's really important for me. You got to follow me. You have to know my name. But my job is to warn you and tell you that there are false prophets, and if you don't check them out, you won't know who they are. Because guess what? There are wolves in sheep clothing. Well, what do that mean? I should have pastor tell y'all what that means. They're wolves in sheep clothing. That means they're false, but they're false. Yeah. They look like sheep, but they're wolves on the inside. Well, you may not think that's real. You may, that's just a bunch of baloney. No, that's real, people. That's why God is telling us. And you can't get to something. Jesse Duplantis, all he does is tell jokes. He got $50 million rich by just telling jokes. $50 million rich by telling jokes. And they're all in that same little circle. You reach out to some of the people who were in some of the circles, like, I don't have to get into all these singers, because some of them, but you think, oh, no, they weren't. But James Cleveland was just as gay as they come. They don't get no gayer than James Cleveland. Well, you get to looking at some of these other preachers. that was in his circle, like Dee Patterson over there in Memphis, Tennessee. I can give you a whole lot of people, brothers and sisters, that was in that inner circle. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, and if I want to go on record saying this, I don't have a whole lot for gay other than let's get saved. Let's give your life to the Lord.
All right.
Because God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. And we got some stuff in Atlanta. They got their own private club. They run a rap. They got churches here that accommodate gay peoples and lesbians and homosexuals. They made their own little world. And then to get away from the straight people, they go in there. But fret yourself not of evildoers. Stop trusting in the flesh and think, oh, well, that can't be. Stop trusting in yourself. Trust in the word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It ain't nothing wrong with having a little self-confidence. But we must never rest upon anything in the human way or in the human atmosphere. Stop putting your trust in that. The only sure place to rest is where you are trusting fully in God.
Amen.
In his name we go. In him we trust. And God brings us to the victory. When we do not trust in ourselves, but when our whole trust rest upon the authority of the mighty word of God, the things he had promised to be with us and in us, to make the path straight, to make a way through all the mountains, then we'll understand by and by. David understood. He could say, gentlemen, has made me great, but it was God. God is the one to make us great, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you just this. Put no confidence in the flesh. None. I need to tell somebody this. Stop putting confidence in the flesh. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care where they came from. I don't care how squeaky clean you think they're living. You can't put no trust in there. You don't know some of the stuff that go on behind closed doors and behind the scenes. You'll be shocked to know the very people that get up there and preach all these messages is going to orgies on as soon as they leave the church. Some of them just be coming from some places early in the morning. And they got testimonies out there. They got people who've been with them. I tell you that. What am I saying? I'm saying put your trust in Christ. Let Christ be your treasure, brothers and sisters. My goodness. What are you talking about? Well, Pastor B's, no, don't say anything about me. You just go to the Word of God. And you realize that this is what the Word of God says is, and live with it. You know? There's nothing wrong with that. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask Pastor Fry one more scripture, and we'll get on into this. And that's Psalms 84 and 11. Because, see, sometimes we don't realize. I look at it like this. Here's why I trust God. Because, in fact, God makes the night and he makes the day alike to the person who rests completely in his own will with his own knowledge. Remember this, brothers and sisters. Things are only going to work together for those who love God and call according to in other words, putting your trust in him. How about that?
Yeah.
That's why the writer said we have such a trust. See, this is worthy position. This is the place you want to be. This is where God Yeah, this is where God wants us at. All of our soul is to be in Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. So allow your soul to be anchored in Christ and not man. I know you made some mistakes. I made some mistakes. But here, we can stop making these mistakes by listening to certain people and start listening to the word of God and be led by God. Be God-led and being able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of Psalms 84 and 11.
Yes, from the King James. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen.
Yeah. No good thing the Lord will withhold from us. I know it says me, but I'm telling you, from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, and all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen, to the glory of God toward us. So my message today is that let the Lord help us have less confidence in the flesh, less confidence in what we think, what we feel and what we believe, and let's put more trust in him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. When you put trust in God, watch this. That will assure you of no more failure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you trust in God, that assure you of no more failure.
Thank you, Lord.
No more worries. How I know that? The Bible says perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that.
Come on.
Won't he do it? Perfect peace. You know where it comes from? Trusting in God.
Amen.
You know how you get that? By keeping your mind stayed on him.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, man.
Because
you trust in him. And whatever his words say. And don't be two-faced. Like I met somebody on yesterday. They can't see. Well, they want half of their body, well, half of their language is, oh, God, you know, that person, it ain't going to happen. And then the other half, they said that they believe in God. So I just cut it all out. I said, look here, that person believing that they're going to be healed. Now, how are you going to not help them believe? You better off not to say nothing. It's possible.
All right.
It's possible. You don't see it because you ain't in that situation. You ain't believing. You're not believing God for bread because you got a freezer full of food in there.
All right.
But think about the person who don't have a freezer full of food. They have to trust God.
Yeah.
You got a big check coming every month. But how about that person that don't have any money coming in? They have to trust God. See, that's what I'm saying. Stop trusting in self. We've gotten to the place now, so many of us, that the government, we trust in it because he's going to bring it. Every third, fourth of the month is going to be in the mail. And, brother, sister, that's good. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, do not trust in that. Get it? Fine and dandy. But let your ultimate trust be in God. Well, you said, preacher, how you say it? How you know that? Lord, thank you for it. I thank you because your word says in everything. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the finances. But, Lord, I want you to know, if the government shut down, you're going to take care of me.
Yeah.
That's the different, brother and sister, attitude.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have to worry. God fixed that long time ago for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
But when you talk about trusting, you don't have to look no farther than the person next to you. This is why it's important, because you don't want to get caught up in the false prophets. I mean, I know some preachers will preach 10 minutes and prophesy an hour and a half. I was at a place one time, this preacher told this woman, and he said he preached about 10 minutes, and what he preached about, I really don't know, but anyway, he prophesied for an hour and a half. So this woman said, well, the reason life is so bad for you, because you won't give God what belongs to him. Mm. And he got the woman to commit, admit, now I haven't been paying my tithe. Yeah, I know I have my nails fixed and have my hair done instead of giving the church the money. And that woman got caught up. Then the preacher said, you got $50 in your pocket right now. You really don't need it. To show that you believe this, give up that $50. Put it in the offering plate. Come here, usher. Y'all know what that woman did?
She gave it.
Yeah. I said, she is about $1. God ain't required that, but because she didn't try that spirit, that's why she was vulnerable to that. She didn't try that spirit. That was for me, because I'm able to do this. Anybody can cite people, and anybody can con people. Anybody can bamboozle people. That, man, that ain't nothing but a trade. That's a little, to me, I'm being honest with you, brothers and sisters, our job, especially when it comes to the fivefold ministry, those are spirits that we have to receive, and we can be part of that if that's what God give you at that time. You can operate in that because it's a gift, and it's on you because you receive it. Maybe you haven't received it. And if it is, it's to edify the body of Christ. It ain't to go get money. It ain't to make you shine like new money. That's what Satan's doing. Well, everything I've talked about have led to this, about being false prophets, being trying the spirit by the spirit, man. That's all. Just you have to be careful. One day, we talked about, and then you're going to learn eventually that the only way you're going to get them around all of this stuff is you got to operate in the spirit of love, man, the God kind of love, okay? That's going to be the only way. But let me say this. We talked about one day a little bit about the different kind of spirit. Because, see, we'll get into that next week, because I did say I was going to wait on that. Because of all these different spirits, because there's so many different spirits, you need to know which spirit is which. And so we'll get into that next week. But let me say this. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Can you read that, Pastor, for us? 2 Corinthians 13:5.
Okay, from the King James. One second here, Pastor. Okay. Reading from the King James. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Amen.
And I'm going to read 6:2, since you're there.
And the 6th verse, but I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Amen.
Yeah. So what he's saying, brothers and sisters, examine yourself to see whether you are still in the faith. Make sure you're operating in that spirit. Test your own self before you be trying to test somebody else. You may not be in the right spirit.
Have mercy.
You need to recognize what's going on with you before you can recognize what's going on with people in whom Jesus, whom you say, well, that person. No, recognize what's going on with you first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Make sure you don't fail the test.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I mean, you can do a self-examination. It's real easy. You see that person's situation. Will you give to them if you had it? Will you help? That's one way of testing. What would you do? They used to have a saying out, what would you do? And the question remained the same. What would you do? Test your own self. See, the Bible allows us to do that. I think that's what it's saying in the pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm. They examine yourself. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you examine what you're doing, Pastor, help me out, please.
You are looking at yourself. You are going through and you are checking yourself.
Yeah.
Message says, it says, test yourselves to make sure you are solid in the faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Make sure your faith is genuine. Make sure that you have a faith to have in Christ, not in man, not in your church, not in the organization. Can I keep on going? Huh? Test yourself. Make sure you ain't hypocritical. Make sure you ain't comparing yourself to the next. But no, compare yourself with the Word of God. How about that? And if you don't fail the test, then you ought to try some of these other spirits. But that's where it starts at. That's where the checkup starts at. And if you don't fail the test, then you're ready to start checking out other folks. That's hard, isn't it, Pastor? That's hard, but it's God, brother and sister. Then this week we talked about false ways to test. We talked about the seven ways to test a false prophet. And we got into a little bit of it. And I thank God for Pastor. She did an awesome job, and I wanted to just kind of step aside, and maybe there's some things she shared the other day she wanted to share today. So at this time, I'm going to step aside. Pastor did such a great job, and I appreciate her when I went to the funeral. But I got to tell you just one little thing, and then I'll let Pastor come forth with some of the things she talked about. Brothers and sisters, when you ask God for revelation knowledge, he'll give it to you. Because I was just praying, God showed me, he says, see, I didn't come to the temple in Jerusalem. He says, I promised that I was going to come. But he didn't promise that he was going to come. See, and those people in Jerusalem was Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees. They was up in the temple. They was got dressed up, and they was all, for a better way of saying, they were looking churchy. They came up and they strolled up in there, and some of those wagons and some of those buggies and horses, and they was just, because they said the promise is coming. Now, here's the revelation. It came to Jerusalem, but it didn't come in their temple. it came to the upper room. Yeah, that's what God promised Cain. They thought it was going to come up there, you know, like in the sanctuary. But it didn't. It came in a house in the upper room. That showed people that hey, God ain't doing that no more. He's doing a new thing now. But you think people catch that revelation? No. They'll flock to a building thinking that's where God's going to show up at. And God stepped them and showed up in the upper room. Now, if you don't have to believe that, just go to that book of Acts, the first chapter, and you'll see where the Holy Spirit showed up at. It was in the upper room. There was no church building. There was no temple. But anyway, why did I tell you that? Because, see, you have false teachers even then telling people where the promise was going to be, how it was going to be, where it was going to show up at. And not so, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, John the Baptist wasn't even in the temple teaching it. All this new stuff was taught outside of the temple, but yet to the temple, which happened to be you and I. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God, praise God. I just want to read those scriptures, 1 John 4. Just 1-3 from the New Living Translation. And it said, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets in the world. This is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledge that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. But if someone claims to be a prophet and does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of Antichrist, which you heard is coming into the world and indeed is already here." Amen. So that's just what Pastor is sharing with us. We can tell if they are false or not. If they don't acknowledge who God is, they don't acknowledge that Jesus is the Son and he became flesh, then they don't have the Spirit of God in them. So, you know, I thank God for this teaching because it helps me to look at the scripture more deeper, more closer. And then I can know when I'm speaking if someone is receiving it, if they are of God or not. It's not that we're judging. It's just, you know, your observation, what you know after studying God's word. So, you know, I thank God for the lesson and, you know, pray that God open up my heart even more to his word so that, you know, we can tell quickly if they are of God or not. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to say one other little thing. I keep saying on one little thing, but I had to test. This is when I had my restaurant. People would always come to me, Evangelist Renee. People would always come to me for try to sell me stuff. And I had to figure out if some of that stuff was real or not. They would bring me jewelry and tell me, "Hey, can you hold this for me, Pastor? Give me a few dollars." Sometimes I had to see if that stuff was real. And I'll never forget the incident that took place. This guy had these gold chains. "Oh, yeah, well, man, these things is real. Yeah, they are. Man, you ain't here all day. I don't want that. Oh, they real. I don't know what you're talking about." So I said, "Okay, let me see. I got some ammonia in here. Let me put it in the mouth." "Well, what are they going to do?" I said, if it ain't real, it's going to turn the color. It's going to tarnish it if it ain't real. But let me have, let me put in this amount. Oh, no, no, no. Don't mess up my stuff, real. Don't mess up my stuff. I learned something from that, brothers and sisters. I learned a lot of lessons, but one of them is your right. Before you purchase anything, before you accept anything, you can try it. You can test it. Before you buy a car, you can test it.
Yeah.
You can try it. And yet some people tell you, hey, take it home, test it out. If it don't work, bring it back.
All right.
That's your right. And it ought to be that way when it comes to scripture, when it comes to God. Some of these people are in error. Some of the people I named to you, yeah, they doing that, but they're doing it for a reason. They preaching the gospel. They'll tell you about Jesus Christ died. But at the end of the day, they false. That's the word I want you to get a hold to. They're false. And you have to determine. And you do that by trying the spirit, by God's spirit, to see if they're of God or not. Then once you see if they're of God or not, then you got to turn around and get a little deeper into these different kind of spirits that you're working. Okay, well, yeah, that's a God spirit. Because, see, some of them, they was with us, but they went out from among us, the writer said. They was with us in the beginning, but then they left. So they got some messages, they got the word, but then they went out. And these are the ones that I'm talking about.
All
right. They were at ministry, but they left. They thought, you know what, I can get rich, man. I can get some money doing this. I can get paid. Now, I'm just telling y'all, you have to try your spirit. Test yourself, and then test your spirit. Anyone?
All right.
And again, thank you for Friday, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor. God bless.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if not, look here. I'll see y'all tomorrow.